Hey, this is Ricky Rackman. Every week I do a radio show called Racing Rocks, and I end every show with a segment called Ricky's Rant. And here is this week's podcast of Ricky's Rant. Let me just get this out of the way. If a driver does something wrong and then he apologizes, let it go. I'm talking to you, David Stremme. Now, if there's a caution for debris, I better be able to see that debris. Show it on TV. Bang it against something hard. Do I feel NASCAR calls cautions for debris when there isn't any? No, but it would sure make me feel better. Last week, Atlanta, 35 laps to go. Jeff Burton's got a tire going down. He needs to pit, but eventually everyone else will pit too, so he may be able to work his way to the front, as long as it stays green. Caution. Is it a pipe? A piece of metal? Nope. A roll bar pad. Guess what? Roll bar pads don't fall off cars and blow onto the track. And gloves don't fall off drivers' hands and fall onto the track. Oh, not on accident they don't. NBC confronted Robbie Gordon after the race and showed video that appeared to show the rubber padding coming from Robbie Gordon's car. Did it come from inside the car? I'm not sure. Robbie says it came from the back of his car. Robbie Gordon, who finished 10th, denies throwing the padding from his car, and I'm in no position to doubt Robbie Gordon. Reed Sorensen once threw a glove out of a window to call a caution during a Busch race. He was black flagged but received no fines or penalties. This is nothing new. Gloves and roll bar pads have mysteriously appeared on the tracks before. Personally, I think this is such blatant cheating that a point deduction and fine is not enough. Causing a caution can completely change the outcome of a race. It's BS. I think NASCAR needs to get tough on this issue. If it means examining the cars right after the race, then so be it. Then again, an extra glove could be stored under the seat. I hope to see all of you at the Phoenix race next week, and if not, don't miss me on race day on Speed TV. I hope you've enjoyed listening to my podcast from Racing Rocks. To find out the station that's playing Racing Rocks near you, go to racingrocks.com.